An ABC investigation has painted a bleak picture of life inside Australia's offshore detention centres. The Four Corners program, to air tonight, used hidden cameras to show conditions and speak to asylum seekers on Nauru and on Papua New Guinea's Manus Island. The report says that many inmates endure hard conditions, are often depressed and sometimes confused about why some asylum seekers are allowed into Australia while others remain in limbo overseas. Simon Santo reports.
The Salvation Army's Major Paul Moulds is wrestling with his conscience. His organisation is paid by the Australian government to help look after asylum seekers placed in Nauru and PNG's Manus Island. But the more he sees of offshore detention, the more he dislikes it.
The feeling at the time was that this policy would lead to a significant decline in the boats and that most of the people who came after that date then therefore would be subject to offshore processing. Well, in fact, that didn't happen.
Major Paul Moulds says asylum seekers can't work out why some are singled out for offshore detention while others end up in Australia.
This issue causes a lot of distress amongst people. They feel unfairly treated. They can't understand why this person is in the Australian community and they are, you know, they are here on one of the offshore processing islands.
Four Corners documents what it says is a culture where the media is denied access to Manus Island and Nauru and the people in detention there. Staff similarly, the program says, are told not to speak publicly about what goes on there. Marianne Evers worked as a nurse in the Nauru Health Clinic.
The very first night that I was on duty there, there was a person that attempted to hang himself. And it finished up that this poor soul was crawling on the floor like an animal, looking at me saying, please let me die. And that made a big impression on me.
The ABC had interviews secretly recorded inside the detention centres.
I want to die. I don't want to live more. Because you don't have anything to do here. Your question doesn't have answer. Your fate is not clear. What will happen to you here?
John Valentine worked as a doctor at Manus Island Detention Centre.
The whole time I was there, it was just a disaster medically.
He was particularly appalled that children and sick adults were being sent to the island.
These people really ought not be there. They ought not be in Manus Island. It's just too remote and the medical facilities are quite inadequate. Well, the thing about children, from a medical point of view, is that they get sick very quickly. You don't have nearly the same luxury of time to sort things out. And one of the problems at Manus Island is its remoteness. We had very little in the way of paediatric equipment and facilities there. And worst of all, this established 24-hour delay between calling for a medical evacuation by air and the plane arriving and getting the sick person out is just too long for kids. So I was worried about children being there at all, I must say.
Dr. Valentine says he raised his concerns with his employer, a contractor to the Australian government, but nothing was done about them. Professor Gillian Triggs is the president of the Australian Human Rights Commission.
I think it's very hard to understand how anybody could imagine that sending children to this environment could possibly be in their best interest. And one has to argue about not only the legal but the ethical dimensions of using some children and some families to send some sort of deterrent message that clearly is not being effective.
Four Corners approached the Immigration Minister for an interview, but that request was declined.
Simon Santo reporting, and that Four Corners report airs tonight on ABC One at 8:30.